Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your small business needs. I am Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, August 1st. Welcome to the show. Very, very, very pleased to have you with me today again. Lots of stuff going on. You know, it's weird because I kind of thought by this point, here it is, we're in the first week of August. We're starting to hit what people call the dog days of summer. And yet there's a lot of news going on. A lot of things have been happening the last week or so that I think are very interesting and very worth paying attention to. So let's jump right into some headlines. Probably the biggest news today, and I'm getting this one out of the way first, and you'll see why in a second. But the biggest news today is that Motorola, which of course is owned by Google, introduced a new phone, the Moto X. And at least the early response has been kind of meh. You know, nobody seems to be going, this is the coolest thing ever. And what's interesting about it is, as a phone, it doesn't offer the coolest specs. It doesn't offer, you know, any groundbreaking new technology. It doesn't, you know, do anything that lots and lots and lots of other phones out there don't do. But what I do think is interesting about it, and the reason I bring it up, you notice I don't talk about a lot of new products very often, particularly consumer products. But what I think is interesting about this phone, and the reason that it's worth mentioning, is the response to it sort of reflects the signs of a maturing market. The biggest feature, the biggest cool thing that you can do with this phone is there are lots of customization options. So you can have it with different kinds of backs on it, different colors and things like that, including one made of wood. So people think that's kind of interesting. But what it reminds me of, if we go way back, 10 years ago now, maybe even a little bit more, it reminds me of when Apple brought out the iMac. And everybody remembers the original iMac with its candy colors, you know, that interesting all-in-one design and the various colors like turquoise and orange and things like that. And how the tech press went, nah, it's not that good a computer. And consumers went nuts for it. So this thing is really, really cool. And again, it's the sign of a mature market. When your technology, when what you offer goes from being the latest and greatest from a technical perspective and becomes more a question of fashion, you're in a relatively mature market. And I think this is a real sign that Google, or Motorola, whichever you want to call it, understands that their customers don't care about specs, because most of the phones you can buy are good enough for the most of the things they want to do. They're looking more at, how do we make this cooler or hipper? And then it becomes more of a fashion statement. And I think that's something worth watching. I'm going to shift gears completely, but I want to come back to this idea of a maturing market in a second, and you'll see why. Bloomberg is reporting that Facebook is now going to add video ads, 15-second ads that will display somewhere between 1 and 3 times a day, cost the advertisers between $1 million and $2.5 million for a 15-second spot, which is a whole heap and mess of coin, frankly. Clearly in Super Bowl ad territory. Less than, let's be very fair about this, but a 60-second spot at the Super Bowl, or a 30-second spot at the Super Bowl, I think went for $4 or $5 million last year. So you're starting to get, when you talk 15-second ads, that's 45 seconds for $2.5 million. That's like a Super Bowl ad almost. The difference, of course, is it's going to be much more highly targeted because, hello, Facebook, right? So, again, it's an interesting sign of this maturing market and of Facebook saying, we want to monetize this traffic more effectively. I talked about Facebook a lot last week and some of the changes that they've made that are making them more mature and more sophisticated, particularly when it comes to mobile. And I think this just illustrates where they're going with that. Now, I'm going to come back to Facebook in just a second, but I want to go back to Google for a moment, because you're probably aware that they introduced a product, Google introduced a product last week called Chromecast, which allows you to display things from a browser tab or from your phone or from any app that has a Chromecast transmitter in it, which is just something the programmer has to put in. It'll be a button, and it'll display what you're looking at on your phone or on your computer on a television screen. Stratechery, I don't know how you pronounce that. To me, it looks like Stratechery, but they have a long vowel bar over the E, so it must be Stratechery or Stratechery, has a really good write-up on how Google thinks about this stuff in terms of being a vertical player as opposed to a horizontal player, and how they want to go across lots of different media. Now, the reason I bring this up, and the reason that I bring up Facebook and the video ads and Google and the new phone specifically, is because years ago, 5, 6, 8 years ago, the buzzword that everybody talked about was convergence. And what they meant at the time was that your computer was going to become more like your television. And when you look at things like Netflix, and when you look at things like Roku, and when you look at things like Hulu, and when you look at things like YouTube, and now Facebook having these video ads and Chromecast allowing you to take your computer screen or your mobile device screen and put it on your TV, we're kind of getting there. It's just convergence has gone away, and instead we're talking about multi-screens, multiple devices, etc. And I think of it in terms of multi-screen. And I think of those screens in terms of how you use them at the specific time. You know, what screen suits your specific context, suits your specific needs. And in fact, I've written an entire white paper about this, which I've talked about before here on the podcast, but I will link to it again, which you can register to receive. But I think it's worth reading, because all of these things indicate this shift, this maturing marketplace, where people like Facebook, people like Google, start to say, how do we monetize our traffic more effectively? And from a part that matters to marketers, how do we get some of that ad revenue that today goes to television to come to us? And so Google wouldn't be looking so hard at how do we get things from your mobile device to a television screen, or how do we get things from your laptop to a television screen? And Facebook wouldn't be looking at things like video ads in your stream, right, on your wall, unless, of course, they recognize that people are watching more video and care more about video and want to spend more time with video. Now, this is also something I've talked about in the past in terms of how the web is increasingly visual, and I will link to that post again for you in the show notes, which you'll be able to find at timpeter.com/blog. But it illustrates When people like Facebook, when people like Google start to put their money behind these things and start to put their product designs behind these things, or anybody in the AgFam group that I've talked about before, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, what it's an indication is they really care. They really see a shift in consumer behavior and a real opportunity to monetize that traffic and make more money and hopefully help you promote your business too. But it shows that consumers are moving that way in a big way. And these guys wouldn't be putting their money there if consumers weren't. Now, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, episode 34 of the show. I talked about the state of digital marketing. And, you know, one of the things I said is we're sort of in this pregnant moment. We're sort of at this time where things have hit a certain amount of equilibrium. And I really think that's, I don't want to go back on what I said a couple weeks ago, because I'm not. But what I am saying is it continues to evolve, and this is going to be one of the biggest shifts. It's going to be driven by consumer behavior. And Google and Facebook recognize that, and are trying to get on board with that. One of the other signs of this is Facebook actually just announced something this past week. This is a huge acknowledgement from Facebook. BuzzFeed had a piece that talks about Facebook is going to put is going to allow to put comments and posts that go on people's walls outside Facebook. Now, it used to be Facebook was very much a walled garden. Everything had to live in there. But again, as part of this maturing market and as part of this maturing worldview, Facebook recognizes that there's this whole internet that exists outside of Facebook, and we want to be part of it, because the more we know about that, the more we know about customer behavior, the more we can advertise more effectively and be more valuable to advertising partners. So I think that these are really big trends to say we're reaching some points of convergence as consumers get there, and Facebook and Google and all the other AgFam folks, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, are making plans for how to deal with it. To me, these are just the indications of it. Now, what you should do is pay attention to those, as I talked about a couple weeks ago in the episode Best Marketing Advice I Ever Received, episode 35. I talked about it's important to listen and it's important to learn. And what these guys are telling you is how much social, local, mobile are coming together and how big a part video will play in it. I know I've talked about this before with Solo MoFo, where the social, local, mobile, photo. Now, photo could also be video, right? Moving photos. But they're really getting there in a big way, and these are just a clear sign of it. So you're going to want to pay attention to that and think about how do you reach customers on these various screens? How do you reach customers through these various channels, whether it is on a social channel like Facebook, whether inside Facebook or outside, whether it's on their mobile device, whether it's through things like local search, and how you can use video and photos to tell your brand story more effectively. So that would be my recommendation to you for this week, is really start to think about, particularly as you start looking at budgets for 2014, how do I do this better? How do I pay attention to this more? How do I learn more? And how do I actually start to use these to my advantage as consumers move in these directions? Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we're about out of time. As ever, you can subscribe to the podcast on timpeter.com/blog. Just look for the podcast link, and then you can subscribe there. You can subscribe in iTunes. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks or Thinks Out Loud. And we're now on Stitcher Radio. So if you've got the Stitcher app, you can find us there as well under Tim Peter Thinks or Thinks Out Loud. And of course, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. Because I'd love to hear from you. Love to have any questions you may have about any of this that we've talked about today or any of our past episodes. So feel free to drop me a line, subscribe on your favorite feed catcher, and I'll look forward to talking to you again real soon right back here on Thinks Out Loud. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care.